Hachette Audio presents Snow on the Bayou. Written by Sandra Hill. Read by J.F. Harding. This book is dedicated with much love to my husband Robert, who lay fighting for his life in the ICU, then grueling rehab, while I struggled to finish this book. I think this story is better for my having done so, since it is a tale of both humor and poignancy. Robert taught me to have a sense of humor, and he insisted that I continue writing even in times of despair. Love you, Robert. And this book is also dedicated to those many readers who have written, telling me how the humor in my books has helped them through sad times, whether it be illness of themselves or a loved one, death, divorce, or employment woes. Laughter does help. Chapter 1. Consider your tail feathers clipped, soldier. Justin LeBlanc sat on the treatment table in the medical center at the Special Forces Center in Coronado, California, waiting for the stern-faced doctor to give him the test results.
"There's good news and there's bad news, Justin," Dr. Andrews said.
"Cage," he corrected automatically. Cage was his SEAL nickname, a play on his Cajun ethnicity. He'd been so accustomed to it over the years, he no longer thought of himself as Justin.
"The good news, Cage, is that you haven't blown your knees to smithereens. No fracture, no surgery. The bad news is that you have severe cartilage damage and some ligament inflammation."
The doctor placed x-rays on the wall light board and went into a long explanation in medical jargon, which translated to the knee being a hinge joint that can not only move backward and forward.